Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, Lauren, and Danny. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
I didn't get the memo on the group, hey, but
we're
hello.
Back.
And we're back to episode 9, entitled Blue. I was going to do a thing, and I was like, wait, I was going to say blue, but that is not.
Did you plan wearing that sweatshirt for this episode?
I didn't, but everyone, all the ear readers right now, I am wearing a blue sweatshirt, and we're doing blue, so.
Guys, we should have worn blue. We really missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, dang it.
Okay. I'm a bunch of wannabes. I'm the Warren gang.
So, this episode, Blue, is called Blue because it is named after a song that this young lady wrote next to me, to my left. Her name is Lauren, and she wrote the song called Blue. It's on our album, Sad Girls Club. It's track number 9, so we'll hear a little bit of it, and then we'll jump into what this is really about. So, hit it, Francie.
He says this town is so boring.
So what? And then I was like, there's no
there. Wow, what a song.
I fought for that interlude. That wasn't going to be there. Yes, it was. We did it, and you're like, I don't know if I like it. And I was like, no, we must do it.
So I don't think that happened. It
definitely. That's a cool fact. So in Lauren's, basically Lauren's words, this is about new love, a crush, connection, the magic of the start of something new.
The start of something new.
So that's the theme of this episode, although that's the many themes. So let's kick it off with our highs and lows, ladies.
He's
loose.
Let's do greediest to neediest.
Oh, greediest to neediest.
Well, it just happens to go
out
that way.
The right side of the room.
I feel like
left.
I'm pretty greedy.
Doesn't.
If I cut a burger in half, I'm definitely always going to give you the
smaller. Take the bigger half.
Unless I'm stuffed, which I'm still thinking
half.
Of myself.
Okay, we're still starting with Amy.
It's good to be honest.
Ready?
Okay, wait, I didn't even. Oh, man.
What?
No.
You didn't think of
she's
this?
Not
all right, I'm going to go. Because this little one is not prepared.
Thank you.
Okay, so my high was that last night I talked to one of my BFFs. And it's weird because I always feel like, oh, I don't have much time. I should probably just talk for like 20 minutes. And then we always talk for like over an hour. So, you know, the magic of friendship.
This is why Catherine is 40 minutes late everywhere she goes.
I'm not
like,
don't say that. I'm not 40 minutes late.
That should be an obvious example.
I am a maximum of 7 minutes late.
That is not true.
Because Ezra Koenig said that if you're more than seven, if you're under 7 minutes, you're not actually late.
No, you're
all right. Okay. Ezra Koenig was the god of social
of time.
He is. He is.
Okay.
My low, I don't really have a low. I don't know. I just feel like life is good. So there you go.
Fuck you.
I don't have a low.
That's
right now.
Wonderful.
Do you know?
Oh, I didn't think.
Amy.
Okay.
I'll go.
You know what? She secretly is trying to say she's not the greediest. That's what she's trying to do.
Okay, Lisa, go.
My high was this morning. I went on a great walk, and I even was like, you know, I might be a little sad. I tried to feel some sadness, but it was so beautiful outside that I just couldn't get there. But my low was last night when I cried all my makeup off and had a slight breakdown.
Ooh.
A big breakdown. But
many
it's always productive.
I relate.
It happens. All right.
Got one next.
My low was the anxiety attack continuing from the last two episodes.
Oh.
Happened in the car again. I couldn't tell if I was having an anxiety attack, yes, or if I just had too much caffeine.
Root beer?
But
I was close.
I would never have root beer.
Okay.
Anyway.
Personally, can't remember.
So, yeah, raging anxiety attack still happening, and my high, I slept for 12 hours, so I guess that was kind of a high, but not because it was like a depression sleep, so.
And you were not conscious.
Sleeping is great.
No, but her body repaired itself to a high level.
Exactly.
Okay, Laura, you want to go?
My low was yesterday because I felt like a shell of a man,
me.
Like a ghost. Oh, I was like, I didn't know what was going on.
Typical nine.
My high. I can't think of one.
We have a couple of lows going on.
Gosh, that looks good.
Thank you.
Guys, I feel like we should throw a party or something because there's so many lows.
That doesn't
Kat,
help
we're too tired
low
for a party.
I'm way too tired.
If you want to fix your low, you need to sink into it, not
yeah, and then you'll jump out. Okay, I'll do mine. My high was that my friend is talking. Well, actually, no. My friend's husband was talking about her visiting, so I'm really excited. But it's a surprise for her. So aww, I'm really excited about that. And then from Utah. And then my low is that I lost this shirt that I really need. I really need to find it, and I cannot find it. And I'm very stressed.
Amy's never... What?
Did you not think of
I'm
yours
serious
yet?
I'm serious. I can't find it.
Amy has not
okay,
been
okay,
alive
okay, okay. For the past this week. Is a recent high, like, within the last, like, bit. So
okay,
this isn't really applicable, but whatever. I don't know what the expiration date is. I'm
just
good.
Who cares?
But, well, we went to a wedding, like, a little while ago, and that was really fun. So that was oh, awesome.
That was just, like, 2 weeks
let me
ago
tell you my high from 2016. Okay, anyway.
That was really
what
fun.
About
what was
your low?
Being bullied.
Is this
right
from
now
when you were 12?
Yes, yeah, being bullied.
Right now?
Your entire life.
No! The low is probably whenever I hear about the 6 on the Enneagram, which is what I am.
Wait, you, whenever you hear when about you your hear personality about type your in Enneagram.
That's interesting.
Why is that your constant low?
Wait, okay, wait, really quick. Wait. For all of our readers, the Enneagram is a personality it's test spectrum
no
thingy.
No, okay, okay, wait. I just want to know why is it a constant low?
Because they're always like, sixes are so anxious. Okay, I already know that.
And why are you anxious
that's
about it?
The only good thing they can say is, you know, they're really good at saying what bad things will happen.
They said they had a good sense of humor, I think.
Cool.
They said oh, they had a good sense of humor.
It. It's okay.
I'm pretty
I
sure
do
they said
have
that
a good sense of humor.
Don't worry.
Me.
My Enneagram is always extremely unflattering as well.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, right. I'm entitled selfish, fake, manipulative. All these
okay
things.
Okay. Okay. So,
let's move on.
We have.
You're not alone.
We have a woman dying to my right. We have a fan question.
Woo-hoo!
Hit us with it, Kath.
All right. I always want to be perfect at things.
Amy.
I always want to be perfect at things. Do you have any advice on how to lower my perfectionism?
Well, I wish I could give you advice, but I don't think I've ever had this problem in my entire life.
Really?
I've had this
problem in my entire
once
life.
I've been like, oh, I just can't be perfect. I've never thought that.
Wow.
Unless it was maybe like physical appearance.
Yeah, so
maybe
that counts.
Aren't you blessed?
And how long doesn't that count?
But that's like exactly once a week. I don't. I just look perfect.
Oh.
What? What if you, what if you shaved your eyebrow off?
You think you look perfect
then
right now?
Think
come on.
I look perfect. I think I look pretty freaking good, and that's my version of perfect.
Okay, so she decides that she accepts herself
yes,
at the level of...
Yes, I accept myself at the level of my view of perfection, so...
She adjusts her view
I
of perfection.
I adjust my view of perfection.
To fit whatever it is.
I don't know how I do it. I just do. Because I don't base my level of perfection off of other people.
Okay,
I just think about myself.
I think you just need to explain to yourself that being perfect at pretty much anything is not realistic. You need to just let that standard go. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to, like, make it work, like, that's not really... For me, that would not make me happy. I have learned to let go of trying to be perfect all the time, for the most part. And that works for me.
Yeah, because honestly, as humans, all we can do is do our best, our personal best. And yeah, sometimes, like today, my personal best is absolutely nothing, okay? That's all I'm physically capable of doing today. And I can't be mad at myself for not doing something I literally cannot do. Like, if I tried to do it, it wouldn't work, or I'd do it badly. So it's like, you have to, at least I think this works, I mean, try and change your expectations of yourself and
yeah,
make it like a victory to do your best, because that's all you can do. If you're constantly trying to do better than your actual personal best, you're never going to reach it, because sometimes you're only capable of doing certain things, and then sometimes you're capable of being really, really awesome, but that's not all the time. Like, you can't
yeah
be like that all the time.
Yeah.
I think that this is like basically everything in life. It sounds like you're, when you're doing this, I do this all the well, I've struggled with this for a lot of my life. I think you're just looking like right in front of your face, but you need to look further. Like, what's your actual goal? Is your goal literally like, I want to be perfect and everything? Like, that's all you're thinking about? Is that really what you care about? Are you going to be in your deathbed and be like, oh, I'm so glad I was perfect and everything. I don't think it's going to happen. What's your actual goal in life? What do you actually want? Like, I actually really just want to impact people's lives. So if I actually think about my overall goal, I'm like, oh, I don't have to be perfect to do that. I just have to put myself out there and actually try and do things, whatever. Mm-hmm. So what's your actual goal? I don't think your actual goal is be perfect at everything. I think you need to go a little deeper and question yourself a little further.
Yeah, because usually the goal behind trying to be perfect is you just want to feel loved or good enough. You need to figure out what, like, that the yep. goal that's pushing mm-hmm. that goal is, and then you can yep. address that problem directly.
Yeah, and if you're talking about, like, perfect and, like, doing things, which is, like, my thing is that I always hate it when I can't do something exactly right on the first time I try to do it. It never works, and I always get frustrated, and then I cry. Aww. And this is why I don't play games, because then I, like, oh. I just cry.
Okay.
In my soul.
Anyone else?
Sometimes physically.
You people?
Well, I think everyone has a different definition of perfect. The cool thing about our podcast is how we all have very different personalities and different, like, points of view. And I'm definitely, my pressure that I put on myself growing up was, like, I'm very idealistic, and I would always have this idea in my mind of being, like, perfectly nice and never being, like, mean to anyone, which can kind of make you into this, like, giant people pleaser, and you like, say yes out of guilt, and that's, like, then you just become resentful. So I think it's kind of, like, just taking those standards that you have for yourself and just taking a look at them and saying, why am I doing this? Like, is this actually me being nice, or am I just trying to appear, like, nice that people will accept me because I can't accept myself? Mm. You need to actually look beneath what your standard is and, like, question mm-hmm. why you have it and what it's there for. Like, does it actually serve you? And I don't know, being perfect, that doesn't exist. And I think that it's like when you think of your friends, your best friends, do you expect your best friends who you love and care about to never make a mistake, to always be perfect? Like, usually, if you're a good friend, your friend would tell you they did something wrong, and you'd be like, oh, that's okay. Like, I know that you could, like, you'll do better next time. Like, you're a good person. Like, I know who you are. Like, that mistake mm-hmm. doesn't define you. Like, if you could treat yourself a little bit more how you treat your friends by giving them grace, give yourself grace, you don't have to be perfect. Perfect is not interesting. It's not human. Mm. You're not a robot, mm-hmm. yeah. and you're never going to be a robot, and that would be weird if you were.
Well, you just want to be a robot.
I just want to address the fact that I just swallowed something down the wrong pipe. Continue. Just so you don't get me choking.
Okay. So Laura's going to talk now.
I think they all kind of, like, covered everything except for something that I think not everybody thinks about, but a lot of people do. And I think I think like this is, like, you think you have to be perfect so that you don't let anyone down. But the world still turns when you let people down.
True.
And when you disappoint them, they don't hate you. And if they do, then that's their problem and not yours. And being perfect and never letting anyone down is just really unrealistic. And the world doesn't end if you let someone down. So just remember that.
Here's a good logic chain to ask yourself. What is the worst thing that could happen? And then go to that scenario in your mind. Is it like, oh, well, all my friends would hate me and then I'd be alone? Guess what? You could still make new friends. Like, there's a lot of people in this world. If you actually go to your worst fear, it's usually not as bad as you think, and you can usually think of a way out of it. So stop just running from your fear and just face it.
It's usually not likely that it's actually going to play out.
Yeah. And you need to change your expectations of yourself and the way that you're viewing things. Like, if you want to do things perfect on the first try, like I like to fantasize about doing, it often makes you not do anything because you're too scared to do anything. You're too scared to try. But if you change your goal to more of one that is putting yourself out there and trying. Because when you try and you put yourself out there, you give others permission to try and put themselves out there too. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be like, oh, she's not scared of failing or being perfect. Or even if she is, she's going to, like, try anyway, which is such a, like, a worthy goal. So when you think of things a different way, it is so much easier. And do not let fear steal your potential from you. Okay? Because perfect steals potential a lot of the time. So don't let it.
Well, thank you for that question, reader. I don't know what your name is, but thank you. It really spurred some great conversation. So we're going to head on over to they're going to say something to a strange place in the world. A strange little
for this segment,
place where two walls intersect.
Hoops, please just do it. I just did.
Oh, I can't.
Put your hoops on your ears. It's so
mine
fun.
Mine won't stay there.
Mine won't.
It's so fun. Thank you.
They'll stay for a sec.
I feel like an alien.
All right. It's
well, I'm going to do this anyway.
Anyway, it is Lisa's
usually,
corner.
I was talking.
No. I tried to say that 18 times. No one let me. Right, it's Lisa's corner.
You already said it was Lisa's corner.
But everyone was talking.
Okay. It's Lisa's corner. Usually, I pull something out of the sky for this, but I actually thought about this for 10 seconds first. We have a little presentation. I have to take the sleeves off.
Okay.
Woo! We're going to do a scary story.
Uh-oh.
Ready, everyone? Turn the lights down in your mind.
Okay. No.
It's dark. It's dark and spooky.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, I feel like this will be a gentle tribute to Miranda Sings, like inspired by her, but not really. All right. So, once upon a time, there was a girl, a little girl, and she had three toes. She was very nice. Her life was good, but one day, her town called Potato Town. She was walking through, and it got dark. There were potatoes everywhere. The potatoes start to quiver. Potatoes everywhere. Quivering. And stop. From the sky came down a mayonnaise sandwich. And this mayonnaise sandwich started to chase all the potatoes. And the potatoes were like, run! Run! And the little girl, frozen with fear, couldn't move. And the mayonnaise came and walked right to her and said, sniff me. Smell the mayonnaise. I'm going to eat you and you will be mayonnaise too. And she cried and she cried and she, Mama! Mother! No one was around.
Just potatoes.
Quivering potatoes everywhere. And then she woke up. It was a dream. But in real life, when she woke up, one of her toes covered in mayonnaise.
It was a hint.
And then it got dark again, and then she really woke up, and there was no mayonnaise. And that's the end.
Whoa!
Thank you.
I feel enlightened.
That really was a horror story.
I knew they would be scared.
That was a horror story.
In case our readers don't know, we've probably announced this publicly 100 times. Yeah. Wait, I don't know if anyone here is a traitor, but collectively, we hate mayonnaise.
I'm Switzerland. I'm pretty neutral on it.
Get out.
No. Yeah, but you still put mayonnaise as the horror part of your story.
No, because it was funny. Okay, if I have to eat mayonnaise, I will.
No!
Okay. There's only one sandwich that has mayonnaise on it.
If I don't know there's mayonnaise in something, it's not going to be a big deal. I won't taste it and realize it.
You don't even taste it.
But if I realize it's there, it's like it's all in my
head. Okay, I don't want to hear about this anymore.
I'd like scrape it
off. Okay, we're done with that topic. That was
Christina's
the worst story I've ever heard. But let's hear a good story. Let's hear
pressure's
a good story
on.
from this lady. She's beauty and she's grace. She's Miss United.
No, she's not.
Yes, she really is.
Yeah, you are, Laura.
So Laura's got a story about the guy who inspired the song
Blue.
So I went to community college for one semester. I was really reaching high like one semester. And then I dropped out. And then it was in my psychology class. Then obviously, you know, I was on the lookout. Not like too on the lookout, but a little bit, you know.
For what? Books?
Yeah.
For knowledge?
For any
potential suitors.
Yes. Any potential suitors.
Potatoes.
So there's this one guy in my class. Obviously, I had to sit in the front of the class so I could, like, hear and see and, you know, be a good student. And he was sitting behind me in, like, the middle. But, like, he kept, like, making comments during the class. Not, like, dumb comments. Like, comments that added to, like, the discussion or whatever. So, like, noticed. I was like, okay. You know, I like someone who can talk a lot. I like that. And then one day, so he was sitting behind me, like, in the middle section. And then one day he just sat right next to me, and I was like, whoa, okay. I was like, eh. And then, let's see. And then one day we had to do this project where we had to, like, go to a toy store and, like, do all this stuff. And then I really branched out, and I was like, hey, do you want to, like, do it with me? So then,
wait, didn't you tell me a story? You, like, you inspired me. I did, right? Or was that a different time? You asked me
to
hang out, so I don't know.
I don't recall. Anyway, I made a bold move, you know, and so I asked him to do it with me, so we went to the toy store, and then, like, we did the project, and then we're, like, done with the project. And then we're just, like, standing there, and he didn't leave or be like, well, leave bye. The like, the store? We were done. So we just, like, standing there. And so I was just like, okay.
They didn't want no toys.
So,
you
like, want to go to Sonic?
He was like, yeah.
Want to go to Sonic?
We went to Sonic. And then we just, like, sat at the table and just talked for, like, a really long time. And it was, like, really fun. And he was asking me all these questions. Mm. And it was really interesting because he was talking about how he was really into music and photography and, like, writing and all this stuff. But he was, like, too scared to, like, really, like, go all out for it. And I was like, no. I literally, like, started, like, yelling a little bit. And I was like, you can't just sit by when you want to do these things. You can't just be scared of it. You have to just go and do it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I know. So we were, like, talking about that for a long time. And then it was, like, 9 o'clock. And then I was like, well, I gotta go, bye. So then I was like, okay, bye. But then I was driving out of the Sonic, and then he was behind me, and I made another bold move. Like, who am I? And I just, like, stopped the car, and I rolled my window down. And I, like, yeah, he did. And I, like, waved for him to, like, come around. So then he, like, drove up next to me and, like, was like, what's up? And I was like, do you want to, like, do something artsy right now? And then he was like, like, what? I was like, I don't know. I can't believe I did this. I cannot believe this. I was like, don't you have a bunch of, like, music stuff at your house? And then he was like, yeah. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, follow me.
That
is
a bold move. I love it.
When I invite myself over. Before that, and then you were like, I did it. And I was like, whoa.
I was really, I'm really shocked that he did this now. So I went to his house. I don't really know why I did that. But, I mean, it wasn't weird or anything. We just, like, went and we started recording a punk cover.
You tell me how you want to be in a punk band.
Yes. Of a punk cover of Issues by Julia Michaels. Oh. We just started recording, like, drums and guitar because he played guitar. Singer? We didn't end up even doing the singing part. We just did that. And then he was playing his Nintendo and trying to show me how to play it. And I was like, I don't know what this is. And then it was really just, like, fun. We were just, like, recording, and then he had his xylophone. Like, this is what I'm trying to say is that, like, all the things that I say in the song actually happened, like, showing me how to play your xylophone. He literally, this is so funny, but he, like, went to an abandoned music store and just, like, took a xylophone from
He's
it.
A thief.
And he had it in his room. Whoa, so then he was like, he was, like, showing me how to play it.
Wow, this is a hipster.
I know. And it's then like we were just, like, hanging out, and it was, like, 6 hours. And then it was, like, midnight, and then I was like, okay.
Gotta go.
I should probably go home for real. And, like, the first time when I was like, okay, gotta go. And I was like, just kidding. I'm inviting myself to your house.
It's cute, though.
But then, yeah, it was just, like, really nice and fun and, like, a hashtag connection, but I never went anywhere after that. But still, it was a good it was a good night. So
good
moment. And then you asked him why he sat next to you in the first place.
Ooh. No, actually, one day we were just sitting next to each other in class, and we were both talking about how we hated Sperry's, the shoes, and then he was like, oh yeah, I hate them. And then he was like, I'm like a Vans guy or something. And he's like, that's actually why I sat next to you in the first place, because I liked your shoes. I was like, because I was wearing Vans. I was like, okay, whatever.
No one's ever sat next to me because of my shoes.
I'm really shook that there was an abandoned music store. Why didn't they donate all those instruments to a school or something?
The whole thing is strange.
That's really, like, bad. Anyway.
I feel like you just stepped into, like, a parallel universe for, like, a day.
Yeah, I did. I really did. And then
she was in Paper Towns.
She was in Potato Towns.
I know. I literally felt like I was in a movie because, like, who... was
like,
she?
Who did that?
Who was she? Wow.
Literally, when Lauren told me she did that, I was like, who?
I feel like you were kind of channeling the main girl from Paper Towns.
You're like, okay. I probably was.
Well, this, what Lore just said, so this story actually ties in with the next thing. So I'm going to have Lore, we're going to go to her first. So Kath, announce your question of the day, and it's going to go right back into this, basically. Okay.
So the question of the day is, have you ever had a code name for someone? This could be a guy or a crush or just anyone. Have you ever had an interesting code name for a person?
Okay. I don't want to really call this a code name. It just is like a nickname that caught on about that guy that I just talked about.
Lord, a nickname is something you call
this
someone
ain't a nickname.
To their face. A code name is something you call someone behind their back.
I get the credit.
You did not call this to
that. Okay, so Laura, what do you call this guy?
Well, he had like kind of a strange name. So like Lisa couldn't remember it.
it.
So then she's like, oh, what's his name? Krav Maga. It's like, what?
We always called him Krav
Maga. So now we call him Krav
Maga. And then sometimes I think we just call him Krav.
Yeah.
All right, I don't
so how's Krav, Lauren?
Yeah. So listen, Krav Maga. In our little layout of today's episode, it says Lauren tell the story of Krav Maga.
Yeah.
So
isn't that like a fighter or something?
That it's not a fighter. Style.
It's
a fighter.
It is a type of...
Who is this warrior man?
Oh, jiu-jitsu. Isn't that like a chef?
I didn't know.
Okay. Obviously. So guys, who's got some code names?
Oh gosh, okay.
Let's get them out.
Just a general thing, I just censor people's names. So like I'll do like... J ****, or like A ****, or like whatever, yeah. Or C ****. Like I just censor people's names when I'm like talking about them, especially when I don't like them. And then another thing I do, I don't think they would see this episode, but if these people heard these nicknames, they'd know it was them, but they're not offensive, really.
Maybe you shouldn't say them.
I'm going to say them. I don't care.
Sure.
It doesn't affect you.
Okay.
So what I do is I take people's names and then I just alter them slightly.
This. What?
And then make them slightly offensive. So this one that I had was Krusty Cheez It.
Not too bad.
And then the other one that I had is Sin Noodle-Aro. So that's my nickname.
I'd like to say that the more code names you have, the more shady you are.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because why can't you just talk about
you? I have a long list of code names.
I have a lot of code names.
Yeah.
Shady.
But they're all from like 10 years ago when I was Danny's
age. The only one that I had was like Hamon.
Which I mean.
It's Spanish for ham. I'll just say his name. His name was Hamid. And then it was like, it's spelled H-A-M. So there's ham in
ham,
it.
Yeah.
And
we call him Hamon.
And then they call him Hamon. And he definitely doesn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, the only thing, this is really dumb, but my friend and I were 16. We used to email each other G2G. And we'd be like, okay, so if you see any cute guys at swim practice, you have to tell me, and the code is a banana. So if you see a cute guy, call them a banana. It's just like the code name, so no one knows.
I saw a banana today.
I saw a banana today.
Okay, so I'll just tell you, I have a long, long list. I'll just tell you two. Oh, one, this girl had a crush on a guy named Eric, so we called him Enron. You probably know what that is. It's just a company that had a scandal, but
that... For some reason, I think of crops.
Okay, so that's what we called him. I don't know why.
Dwight.
And listen, there was a guy...
Oh, I'm thinking of Monsanto.
There was a guy... there.
Let her speak.
There was a guy that I liked, and I called him Medical Doctor because it was his initials. And there was another guy, I called him Dominican Republic because
he was Nick. But we gave we gave him a nickname based on a nickname. Like,
yeah. He went by a nickname. So this,
his code name was based on a
nickname. Yeah,
but I had to have a code name because these are my brothers, my older brother's friends. I think I could run around the house saying I have crushes on my older brother's friends.
Oh
no,
wait,
do
I have one for
Wait, it was such a bad nickname.
Wait, what was it?
It was Lint. Lint.
That's so obvious.
Lint was another, and it was the worst one ever. It's really obvious.
That's like saying, her name is Jessica. We'll call her Shmesica. No one will know.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyone else before we move on?
I'm not shady.
Calling Cindy Mindy, so like, I don't have sounds any. Just like...
I just want to give you some advice. If you ever need to come up with a code name, slightly alter their name.
Or, no.
And
or
make
you can...
it...
you can do something that's like associated with it. Like, if you happen to like a guy named Ansel, you could call him Elgort.
Yeah, like, and that's
like,
easy.
No one's gonna hear him and be like, ooh.
No, that's a good
it's
one.
Like
that's solid.
I came with it doesn't sound like it at all.
Lauren and I came with a nickname for her one time, and it was Boring Fettuccine. Because it was like, Lauren kind of sounds like boring, and then Fettuccine is like Cimarelli, which is kind of like a pasta. She does like make things like kind of similar.
Wait, why did you make that?
It was for like an account or something.
Danny Cimarelli, Fanny Spinelli.
See? It works.
Okay.
Fanny Spumoni.
Okay.
Yeah, we all just need really Italian sounding things.
That was intriguing. So we have a little treat for you. We're going to go to Amy's current crisis.
Oh. No offense. This is my favorite segment.
But before we jump into this, even though she hates... Oh, wait, never mind. But even though you hate that you're a six, you can't do this segment if you're not a six.
True.
Well, I have a lot of crises.
If you're wondering what a six is,
yeah.
The Enneagram we talked about.
Google the Enneagram.
None of these would be a crisis for you.
Yes. Okay. But before we jump into this, I want to say a quick thank you. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor,
Ginger Shots.
Which are sometimes called Gingy Shots.
Okay. I said that, but don't repeat that. Basically, if you're trying to get cold-pressed, organic ginger into your system ASAP, this is what you need.
And it tastes real good, and it's intense. Mm,
the apple one is intense. Very intense.
The apple one.
The apple one is so good.
You just drink it. I want to drink mine,
I
too.
Drank some, and I didn't
I
have even...
Apple. If ooh, anyone doesn't want to nose. Drink theirs right now, I'll drink it.
I'm going to drink mine. Okay, she's Amy, joining. Why don't, while we have our drinks here, we have our refreshments.
Everyone kick back and take a drink of ginger.
Oh my gosh, wait, I just laughed. I just laughed while I took that. Can you open this? And it went into my nose.
That's not good. That's never good.
Oh, no. You all okay, right. honey?
Oops.
Okay, so
hit us.
My name is Amy, and I have a lot of crises. Wait, a lot of them surrounding friends. Getting into it. Let me do it my way. A lot of them surrounding friends. Okay. So I have this friend, and she is one of my favorite people in the universe, maybe ever.
Same.
Yeah. Her name is Megan.
It's me. I'm just kidding.
It's not Christina. Her name is Megan. She's really lit. But so Megan and I... Literally, we met and we were not friends for like a year. Number one, because Megan's a sketchy name.
Amy!
Okay, Amy so thinks wait, it's a sketchy
on
name.
On your end.
Amy
wait, so
believes.
You judge someone based on something.
Okay, well, not so, just so. That. But like, she did, she like would wear all black and be all like, I don't know, like just wearing all black. And I was like, okay.
What if she so, was gone?
We just didn't, like, connect right away because we didn't really have time
you,
to talk.
You said you did not talk to her on purpose.
Because
her
purpose.
Name was Megan.
Because you thought it was a sketchy
she
name.
She knows that, though.
Okay.
But
so
not continue. Even not actually on purpose, but, like, I was
okay.
like, okay.
Okay, whatever.
It's very
but, yeah.
intriguing.
So, for some reason, we just did not connect until,
for some
like,
reason.
I love you, Megan, more than anything. So then.
Oh, gosh. Okay, my nose, too.
See,
don't laugh.
When it goes in your nose.
Okay, don't drink laugh while you're doing
okay, so then we were, this was like right after we started being friends, and we were going to a party with Christina. Well, it was more like a social gathering. And
isn't that what a party is?
It was in the Catholic circle, you know?
Okay.
And
okay.
So irrelevant facts.
We're on our way there, and then. I'm like, what the heck? Megan has not been, like, answering my texts or, like, anything, and I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. Like, is she ditching me? I don't know. Is she flighty and on focus?
You were telling me. We were in the car, and Amy was just like, oh, she's so bad texting. Like,
yeah.
She never gets back to me. She never answers my calls, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, this girl sounds really sketchy.
Like, so, literally.
Because I didn't know her.
So then... I, like, called her, like, once or twice. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to call her again, like, one more time, and we'll see what happens. Like, hopefully she'll answer. I don't know what's going on. So I want to know if she's coming or not. So then I call her. She goes, hey, I've been trying to call you. And I was like, what?
You're like, yeah, right. I don't have any missed calls.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't get, like, I was like, why haven't you been answering any of my, like, texts? And she's like, I have been. I was like, what are you talking about? No, you haven't.
Oh, so you're like, she's real sketchy.
Yeah.
You're like, liar.
And now she's
yeah.
lying, too.
And then she's like, no, like, and then she, like, tells me, and I was like, what the heck?
Wait,
and
then, she told you this on the phone or in person?
On the phone. Oh. And then she's like, it's really weird, because, like, when I try to call you, like, I can't call you.
Huh, that is weird.
So, Christina goes, there's no way you, like, blocked her number, right?
Oh, wait. Quick backstory. Amy loves to leave her phone laying around
unlocked
with the camera
with
open
the
or
light
Snapchat
on.
Open. The light
She'll
on.
Leave the light is always on.
And my phone is unlocked more than it's locked.
No, it is. Now, the thing
she got
is,
nothing
today
to hide.
I actually called two people on accident. That's like a record.
And you would frequently.
She pocket dials people.
She accidentally calls the guy that she has like a crush on like multiple times
had.
In a row. Which is, no, you would do this in your past by accident.
This has happened many
which
times to me.
So embarrassing.
Like, no, one time I phone literally turned itself on and called the guy I was literally obsessed with five times. No less.
That's a cool way to
not
seem, you know, really, you
not
know.
Not too.
Nonchalant.
No, I was really weirded out. So then she's like, you didn't block her number, right? I was like,
no.
I do not think, I did not block her number. Like, I don't know what's going on. So then I look, her number was blocked.
I accidentally, somehow,
the phone gods that hate me, they blocked her number.
Your phone is bouncing around in your purse,
unlocked.
It's like calling
your
crush.
Is pulled off.
I called two people, and they were both in class today. like their respective schools.
And can I just say something? Amy's had multiple phones over the past 5 years.
It ain't the phone. No,
it's the phone.
Wait, that needs to be another segment.
It's not
your
the phone.
Phone.
Yes.
Yes. Don't talk about it now.
It's not
I
the phone.
I don't segment. Get it. How did she even get? Okay, when you texted her, even though you blocked her number, they went.
They
through,
can get texts,
but they just
can't
text
even
you.
Receive texts.
And then when you called her,
she can't call me.
She can't call.
So then, no, today, literally, this is really just an off-topic story, but today, literally, I was like walking and I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, my phone is literally calling someone. And then I got really fast. I was like Snapchat calling him. And then they like text me and they like, I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay. I wasn't in a class or anything. I was like, wait, are you being serious or
oh,
not?
Oh, please. Put your phone on silent. You go to and class. It's like, basic learning.
Then they're like, LOL, was I? And I was like, I don't know. I don't understand when people are being facetious or not. Like, hello, you know that about me.
Wait, through a text?
Mm-hmm. No, through
how are you supposed to pick up facetiousness through a text?
Exactly.
You're not.
So, I could.
It was just really awkward. People and then I called another girl who was in class earlier. So,
wow.
Bye,
so
Amy.
That was the story of the time. Amy blocked her friend's number.
Just because her name was Megan.
I have only purposely blocked three people's numbers in my lives. And now I'm like, should I text them just to taunt them? Because right? they won't be able to respond.
I've blocked numbers.
Wow.
I've blocked numbers.
I do that.
Catherine's blocked many numbers.
Oh, she's blocked.
I block on a daily.
She's like,
numbers, Snapchats, Instagram.
She's like, deleted. Well. Oops, forgot your number. Gone. All the time. That could be another one. Wow, so many segments. All right. Well, that was great to learn. We're going to wrap this up. So we're going to go to Kath herself. And she's going to tell us about the challenge, the Cimarelli challenge.
All right. We got a good one for you guys today. This was actually inspired by my friend. I FaceTimed her and she was going through a really hard time. And I said, okay, my challenge to you is to find the sunshine in every day. So that just means like finding one good thing or something positive in your day. And she actually would text me like and be like, oh, the sunset, literally the sunshine in every day, or like some cool thing that happened. So my challenge to you is if you're going through a dark time and you're, you know, you got to just change your mindset around and start looking for good things in your day. Mm. And you might notice your life will change.
Mm. But also it applies if you're going through any time.
So well, yeah. If you're going to do this, if you're going to look for the sunshine in your everyday, please tweet us. It would brighten our days too. So tweet us with hashtag
Cimarelli Podcast.
Cimarelli Pod. Cimarelli Podcast. Yeah. Tweet us with that hashtag. We'll take a look through. We would love to see it. So thank you for participating in advance.
Very,
thank
very much.
You.
And Lisa, why don't you end this day with something inspirational. The queen of inspiration herself.
Every time I don't plan it, I have to say something really stupid or mean. Okay.
Inspire us.
Come on, just pull something out of that bizarre brain of yours. What's on the menu?
Whoa. Gosh. Menus. Dates. Okay. Do your feet ever get cold? If your feet get cold, I just want to inspire you with this thought. Sometimes one pair of socks is not enough. I would invest in a great pair of fuzzy socks, a couple pairs if you live in a place with rugged winters. And there's also this thing called double socking it, okay? Two pairs of socks. That's really gonna take you to a new place of warmth. But you know what's a real game changer is, you know, two pairs of socks, but one of them is fuzzy. Regular socks.
Yes, I do that
and
all
then
the time.
Fuzzy socks. Oh. Although beware of ingrown toenails from too much squeezing on your toes.
Oh my gosh.
So I hope that was inspiring. Thanks, guys.
That's great. That's
wow,
great.
Wow, we've all been inspired today. Yes. So glad we let her speak on the show. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us this episode. Blue is the name of it, but the real name is the Cimarelli Podcast. So thanks for listening,
Cimarelli
reading,
podcast.
Watching. What's that word called where you participating? Thank you for participating, and we'll see you guys, and we won't see you. You'll see us next time.
Bye. Another sweatshirt, another anxiety attack.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli Podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat.